Welcome here to Phoenix Raceway for the Ruoff Mortgage 500 Sunday, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. And we're going to start off our activities here in the Media Center with one of my favorite press conferences of the year. And it's with Ken Clapp, the chairman and CEO of the West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame. Ken, former NASCAR senior vice president of the West Coast operations, spent more than 50 years in NASCAR, probably more than 70 years in auto racing in general. And Ken, you're here to announce this morning the upcoming class for the West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame. So without further ado, my friend.
Thank you, Matt. And thank you all for taking time out to join us for a few minutes. Our purpose this morning is to make you aware of the June 9th induction ceremony and dinner for the West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame inductees. This morning, I'm going to announce five current era. The Heritage era will come out in about another 10 or 12 days. And I'll cheat a little bit because one of the Heritage era inductees is actually with us this morning, a longtime Speedway engineering proprietor and a very good friend of motorsports, Kenny Sapper. Next to Kenny, and I'll announce him first as a 2022 inductee, and I'm really honored to even say we're buddies, because his dad and I were good friends, still are. David Gilliland, and of course Todd. And it will be a unique induction because David will be inducted by his father and his son. The function will kick off the Sears Point, Sonoma weekend. I was one of the builders of Sonoma Raceway back in the 60s, so if I say Sears Point, forgive me. Anyway, it is going to be held in the new $20 million, 18,000 square foot VIP pavilion, which will wrap around turn 11 at Sonoma Raceway. It's under construction right now. It's beautiful. It's unique. It's single story, high ceilings. The whole back of it faces the track and truly wraps around turn 11, and it's glass. And our dinner will be, we will be the first official dinner and major event ever held, thanks to Marcus Smith and Joe Gregory. Going further, other inductees will be Greg Biffle, Brendan Gaughan, John Moore. I'll tell you a little bit about John in just a minute, and famed sprint car driver Jimmy Sills. Brendan Gaughan, David Gilliland, Greg Biffle. I don't think I have to tell you. I think you know about as much about them as I do, but. And I left one out, Garrett Evans, I'm sorry. But I'm going to speak a little bit about Garrett Evans and the West Coast contingent that never really became nationally recognized. And all of them could have gone east, and they would have made it. They were as good as anybody that came off the coast over the last 75 years that stayed home, raised families, and in most cases made a fortune. With their own businesses. Garrett Evans is from Wenatchee, Washington. He still drives occasionally, owns a track in Wenatchee, owns a big automobile dealership operation up there, which his father passed on to him. Great guy, tremendous racer. I'll move forward a little bit. Let's talk about John Moore for just a second. John is the 2021 NASCAR West Coast Weekly Champion. He has competed in what we know today as the ARCA Menard Series, the old Winston West Series, successfully. The reason John got into the Hall of Fame the last few years, John is an OSHA contractor and very successful. In fact, his son Cole Moore raced here Friday night in the ARCA race. John is extremely generous. If he hears somebody can't get an engine out of Hawk or doesn't have enough revenue to buy three or four sets of tires or whatever, right down to can't afford a hotel room, because everybody doesn't have a big budget like some of the fellows do. He's been very generous. He's also been generous in excess of $1 million in the last couple of years to promoters to help them be able to put on events during the COVID crisis and what we've been going through. Fortunately, racing's really coming back strong, as you all know, really strong. My 71 years in the sport, and I've never seen it quite as vibrant as it is right now. Jimmy Sills, sprint car driver, a good one, Champ Cars, Indianapolis dirt track cars, very accomplished. Never went to the Indy 500. Talked to him the other day. He doesn't know why he didn't. Again, he was a successful businessman in the Sacramento, California area. He had fun doing what he was doing, raising kids, now being a grandfather. He never tried to make it to Indianapolis, but he was good enough to. I want to say just a couple of words about where we're headed with the Hall of Fame. As some of you know, we changed our platform about 5 years ago and started giving excess funds to charities, a lot of different charities. And we have exceeded, in just shy of 5 years, over $600,000. And my goal this year is to see us gift $700,000 total by the end of this year for a five-year period. And I'm shooting for $1 million in 3 more years. And I think we'll make it. We're getting a lot of interest and cooperation from corporate sponsors, Ford, Chevrolet, Sunoco, Goodyear, Toyota, on and on and on. But anyway, that is our platform for success and recognizing the diversification of drivers, promoters, car owners, crew chiefs. Kenny Sapper owns Speedway Engineering, so race car providers. And it's been well accepted by the media, by the fans, by the competitors. We expect about 700 people at our dinner this year, and I'm proud to invite all of you as our guests. Only thing I ask is if you're going to attend, and remember, it kicks off the Sonoma NASCAR weekend, please let Owen Kearns, our public relations and community relations director for the Hall of Fame, know if you are going to attend. If I can answer any questions, I'll be glad to. Otherwise, I thank you for your time. May I answer any questions?
Go back to Dan.
Yes, sir.
Dan Hubbard of the Motor Racing Network. Ken, can you articulate for us? I imagine every year when you get to this point, there are plenty of names that you want to have as inductees, but somehow you've got to boil it down to 4, 5, 6 names. What are the parameters? What are the qualifications that you look at?
Great question. Number one, they have to have roots on the West Coast. Now, they don't have to be born out here, but Herschel McGriff, for example, Marvin Panch, guys like that, they were not born in California or on the West Coast. They were from the East or the Midwest, but they came here as small children, and that makes them eligible. If you've lived on the West Coast for a long period of time, a good example, Linda Vaughn. Linda's from Georgia, but she's been out here for years now. So she was eligible. So that's number one. Number two, we have a committee of 22 people, and we have about 75 names and bios that have been furnished us of possible nominees. It's not easy to make the final 20 for the nomination list each year. It's tough. It's hard. Some of these inductees this year have been on for 5, 6 years before they ever got in. We take the first 20 down to 10 by vote, and then we take the final 10 down to 5. And that's it. That's how we do it. It's not easy.
And I know you've been doing this a long time, and so you certainly don't need any help or anything like that, but do you have any kind of relationship at all with the executive director, Winston Kelly, over at the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm on that executive committee.
Okay, so do you confer with,
And we're buddies. we certainly don't work against each other. We've never had a situation where we needed to work together. And I'm on the board of the American Motorsports Hall of Fame in Daytona, and George Levy and I have talked about possible some way of purging. But, we're all doing pretty well with our efforts to recognize those that have gone above and beyond. That's what we're all about, all of us. And I don't know that George and I'll be able to put anything together. But we talk about it. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Good deal. Well, Ken, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and we look forward to June 9th for the dinner, and it's going to be a great time had by all for sure.
Indeed it will, and we spare no cost. It's the best of everything. It's not your normal dinner. It's like I jokingly say, if you were – what's the guy's name at Amazon? Bezos. If you were his favorite granddaughter and it was a wedding reception, we try to make it that nice. Quality everything. Again, I hope you can attend. Let Owen Kearns know if you can. Thank you for your time. Enjoy today's event. It's going to be a good one.